السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, once again we have gathered for the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa taala, which all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam did. Rasul e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remembered Allah tabaraka wa taala the most abundant zikr Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made. In fact, 24 hours of his life was nothing but zikrullah, because zikrullah is to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whenever we are doing something, and to instill that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hearts, then we make zikr of his name. Anything that you mention in abundance, then its love comes into the heart. Anything with that you mention with love, with azmat, with respect, plentiful, then its greatness settles in the heart. If a person keeps talking about the greatness of some country, why is it that we all say America is a great country, is a superpower? Because we kept hearing, listening from everybody, it's a superpower, superpower, so it settled in our hearts also, it's a superpower. Whereas it is in the, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses his power and shakes up that superpower, then all the army, the military, the missiles, nothing can prevent the earth from shaking. And the whole government can collapse. The country can disappear from the surface of the earth. How many countries have disappeared? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because we do not take his name with azmat, with great aqidat, the greatness that should settle into our heart of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not settling. So when a person will keep taking the name of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, or any other name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he's going to glorify Allah, he's going to read the tasbihat, then slowly the azmat of Allah ta'ala will come into the heart. When the person will read Durood Sharif in abundance, then the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into the heart. Otherwise, why should he read Durood Sharif? The very fact that he is reading Durood Sharif shows that he has got some connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he is going to read it in abundance, then the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come into the heart. And once the love comes into the heart of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then as I have mentioned many, many times, that is the steam that will make it easy for us after that to take off. That is the steam that will make it easy for us to take off from the ground. It will make it easy for us to give up the sins of our lives. It will make it easy for us to return to Allah and to return to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayh, he says, tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja. You have heard this before, but because the purpose of the zikr is to light up that flame, to build up that steam. It says, tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja, qudrat-e zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. So what is not in the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? In whatever condition you are, you keep your heart attached with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever condition, if we keep our heart attached with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we feel the closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our hearts, inna Allah ma'ana, Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they were in the cave of Hira, and when there was fear that the enemies will now step inside and they will assassinate them, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he expressed a little bit of concern, and that concern was for the safety of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was not concerned about his life. So at that time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the ayats. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that you do not have to fear, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with us. Kya hai ayat? La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't fear. Allah is with us. ND105612. You are blocking somebody's driveway or car. 105612, remove your car. So once the person feels the closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then his problems become insignificant. Allah Ta'ala eases his problems. The person will not contemplate suicide and is not going to do anything very drastic. The person will feel consoled within himself that these conditions are from my beloved Allah. They are a test for me, or they are an elevation of the status and position. Allah wants to reward me with something great. Whatever it is, or it's a forgiveness of my sins, but there is khair in it, there is goodness in it. So once the person believes that there's goodness in it, then there is nothing but peace in the heart. So he says, in whatever condition you are, you keep yourself attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Do not break this link with Allah. Unfortunately, we break the link with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala very, very quickly. The moment our problem is resolved, then the masjid is forgotten. When the next problem will arise, then we will head for the masjid again. Or we will raise our hands and we will tear and pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whereas this connection should not be broken. Jo sau baar toote to sau baar jode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo sau baar toote to sau baar jode. If your wuzu keeps breaking, you keep making wuzu. In the same way your toba keeps breaking, then don't say that I made toba, it broke, so now what's the sense of making toba? If we are not giving up our bad action, then why give up the good action? If our evil is not going, then at least don't give up the good also. Keep making the tawbah. Inshallah, one day Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to give up the evil too. But why should we break that link and that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? The stronger that bond, the more comfortable we will feel, the more secure we will feel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the Ahlullah, those who have got a connection with Him, a strange kind of tranquility, serenity, peace in their hearts. All outside conditions do not affect them. They feel grief, they feel pain like anyone else feels. But there is something within the heart that gives them peace. And that is that my Allah is with me. The person feels so comfortable with that thought alone that my Allah is with me. It doesn't mean that he doesn't tear over somebody's death, or he doesn't feel pain if he's injured. Nothing. Just like others, he feels it. But inside the heart, there is that sukoon, that peace. And that is what everyone is searching for, but cannot seem to find in wealth, in property, in gold, in silver, in cars, in beautiful homes. We are not finding it. Because these things we are not making use of for this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we make use of these very ni'mats for that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we will find peace in those good homes too, in those good cars too, and in everything. So therefore he says, in whatever condition you are, you remain attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no weakness in Allah Ta'ala. If you keep begging, you keep asking, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will change your condition. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar, pinjre me phad padaye ja. If you are going to remain seated quietly and say that, what can we do now? We are living in a world full of fitnas. how can we protect ourselves from these fitnas? It's impossible, so we have given up hope, finish. There's so much of drug and drink and wine and all kinds of filth all around. How can we save ourselves? So let us also flow with the tide. Let us also go in the same direction. Let us also follow those same trends and patterns. So then we are not going to achieve anything. We will also be destroyed. The final result is going to be destruction. So he said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you the power of dua. Allah Ta'ala has given you intelligence. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us aqal. So make use of the aqal for the sake of tadbir. Use the aqal, the intelligence, for tadbir, adoption of means. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this aqal, so use that aqal also for tafweez. That resign your will to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and then make plenty of dua. Then Allah Ta'ala will decide for us whatever is khair for us, whatever is good for us. Allah knows best what is good for each person. So he says, you have got wings. If you are trapped in a cage, so to come out of that cage, flap those wings. If you got trapped, now keep flapping those wings. If the bird is going to keep flapping those wings in that cage and behave in a very, very restless fashion, then the person who trapped it in the cage probably may take pity and say that how long I'm going to keep this bird inside here? It's not even giving me joy to see it flap about like this. So it will open the door and say, right, you can go and fly out. But if it's going to just remain seated there and not make use of the wings, then the person will say, this person looks very comfortable in the prison. Leave him inside. So make use of the qudrat that Allah Ta'ala has given. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par gona nikal sake magar pinjre mein phad padaye ja zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja go na mile jawab kuch dar yun hi khatkhataye ja. Keep taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even though you are not getting any reply, but you go on knocking at the door of Allah. It's just like when you are visiting someone, then you knock at the door, and as soon as you knock, it doesn't open. It takes a bit of time for the person to open. But when that person, if he recognizes the person's knock, then he does not delay. Then he does not delay that first he opens 10% of the door, then 20%, then 30%. Then the door is open full and you are told, welcome. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not in fear of any burglars or murderers or killers like we do these days, that we open the door little and first check, then open a little bit more and check. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he will open the door, he will open it full. But first he tests us. He wants to see whether this knock is just because now we are in some problem, so therefore we are knocking. And 2 days later, it's all forgotten. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is testing our love for him. Allah Ta'ala is testing our muhabbat for him. That do you give up or do you go on knocking? So he says, Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yuhi lagaye ja. Go na mile jawab kuch dar yuhi khatkhataye ja. Even if you don't seem to be getting any reply, just keep knocking at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and you will definitely get a reply. The very fact that Allah Ta'ala is giving the tawfiq to take his name again is a reply. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not love a person, he would not have allowed him to take his name again. One person was dying, he could say everything, but he couldn't read kalima. He couldn't take the name of Allah. So now what answer can scientists give to such a situation where the person can mention everything else, but when they say Allah or say La ilaha illallah, he says, it's just not coming on my tongue. I can't take it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if he loves a person, he gives him the tawfiq. The very fact that he is giving the tawfiq of taking his name again is a sign of the acceptance of the previous taking of his name. If Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of making zikr tonight, then it is a sign that inshallah He has accepted the taking of His name last week. So daily we should not think that there's no reply coming. That is the reply, that is the receipt that I have received, now you can go on. So he says, keep taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even if you don't get a reply, keep knocking at the door. Khole wo ya na khole, uspe ho kyun teri nazar. Whether Allah Ta'ala opens or doesn't open, why are you worried about that? Khole wo ya na khole, uspe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagai ja. You do your part. Keep on obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, worshipping Allah, begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, taking His name, making namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadat, fulfilling the rights of parents, children, brothers, neighbors, sisters. Whatever is your duty, you go on doing. Then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will just open the door. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nisbat will come into the heart, then that person will have kingdoms in his heart. He will have Jannat in his heart. What is Jannat? He's got Khaliq of Jannat with him. So he's got all the ni'mats of Jannat, plus bonus that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with him. When Allah is with, then everything is with. So this is the purpose of these type of gatherings, to light up that fire of love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At present it is very weak. The flame is going lower and lower. In fact, in some of our cases, it is almost extinguished. There's no fire left at all. So before it dies down completely, we have to revive. We have to revive that. And this is the purpose. It's not that it's an end in itself, it's a means to an end. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to take the name of Allah with great azmat, with muhabbat. Zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahuncha deta hai. Shah Abdul Ghani sahab rahmatullah alayhi said that zikr, it takes the person who is making zikr to mazkur, that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But another wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he said, sirf zakir ko mazkur tak nahi pahunchata, balki wo khud hi mazkur ban jata hai. It's not only connects it that takes you to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that remembrance, but you become remembered by Allah. And the dalil for that is the Quranic verse, Faskuruni Azkurkum, that you remember me, I will remember you. The meaning of which is, Faskuruni bil ta'ati, you remember me by obedience, Azkurkum bil inayati, then I will remember you with my ni'mats, with my bounties, with my everything. But we don't want to fulfill our side of the contract, but we want Allah Ta'ala to fulfill all His promises. So it doesn't work like that. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe du alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shan teri har an lai hai, gah jamali, gah jalali. Shan teri har an lai hai, gah jamali, gah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughla mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah.
قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. دیدہِ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. دیدہِ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. اپنا مجھے مجذوب بنا لے تیرا ہی سودا ہو میرے سر میں. اپنا مجھے مجذوب بنا لے تیرا ہی سودا ہو میرے سر میں. تیری محبت ہو رگوں پہ میں جان میں تن میں دل میں جگر میں. شاد رہوں میں رنج و خوشی میں سود و زیاں میں نفع و ضرر میں. شاد رہوں میں رنج و خوشی میں سود و زیاں میں نفع و ضرر میں. فرقن دیکھوں شاہ و گدا میں در و صدف میں لال و گوہر میں. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو
تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ 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 اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ, دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ, سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم.
یا ارحم الراحمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، اغثنا یا حی یا قیوم، یا حی یا قیوم، یا حی یا قیوم، برحمتک نستغیث، برحمتک نستغیث، برحمتک نستغیث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، اے رحیم کریم اللہ، اے ستار غفار اللہ، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ فورگیو اور سنز، یا اللہ فورگیو آل دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ فرام دا ٹائم وی بیکیم آف ایج اپ ٹل ناؤ. او اللہ فورگیو آل دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ، whether we committed them knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, we use the very bounties that you blessed us with against you. Ay Allah, teri hi na farmani ke andar humne istemal ki teri nehmatein. اے اللہ اس جرم عظیم کو تو معاف فرما. او اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ فورگیو اس، فورگیو اور پیرنٹس، فورگیو اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن، فورگیو اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، فورگیو دی انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، فورگیو دی انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، یو آر ویل اویئر آف ایوری تھنگ دیٹ وی ہیو ڈن. یا اللہ، یو ہیو سین ایوری تھنگ دیٹ وی ڈیڈ. You heard everything that we spoke. There was nothing hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, when we were committing sins, then we thought that nobody was watching. Oh Allah, we were concerned that our parents must not see us. We were concerned that our neighbors must not see us. We were concerned that our friends must not come to know. We were concerned that our neighbors must not become aware. Oh Allah, we were concerned about everyone. The only one we were not concerned was the one that who gave us all these ni'mats and blessings. The one who blessed us with our sight. The one who blessed us with our hearing. The one who blessed us with our speech. The one who blessed us with that wealth which we took and went to the casinos or we went to haram places. The one who blessed us with the strength in our bodies. Oh Allah, if you had paralyzed us, then we would not have been able to move a single limb. If you had made us blind, we would not have been able to watch a single movie. Oh Allah, if you had made us deaf, we would not have been able to listen to any music. Ey mere pyare khuda, jo teri ni'mate thi, all your gifts we used for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, he would have seized us there and then. He would have seized us there and then. He would have destroyed us. But oh Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are. Ey Allah, that in spite of so much of sins that we committed, you are still giving us food to eat, you are giving us clothes to wear, you are giving us water to drink, you are giving us so much of your ni'mats. Ey Allah, tujhe sa pyara khuda koi nahi, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Ey Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, the very fact that we have gathered here, the very fact that we are extending our hands before you, Ya Allah, these begging bowls you attach to our bodies. You attach them to our bodies so that we may extend them before you. Oh Allah, human beings become angry when people beg of them. But oh Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. Ey Allah, jo tujhse na maange, usse tu bezaar hai. Har ghadi dene ko tu tayyar hai. Har ghadi dene ko tu tayyar hai. Jo na maange tujhse, usse tu bezaar hai. Oh Allah, you are willing to give any moment that we beg of you. And those who don't beg of you, you are annoyed with them. Oh Allah, therefore we are begging of you. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Ey mere Rahim Kareem Allah, you are the most generous of all those who show generosity. In fact, you place generosity into the hearts of people. Ya Allah, we are begging of you
for your generosity and kindness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering all over the world. Ya Allah, there is nobody that has got hand to pass over the head of the Muslim Ummah anymore. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we are being pushed from pillar to post. Ya Allah, anybody can bomb and destroy us. Ya Allah, anybody can destroy us. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we know that it is because of our weakness of Iman. Lekin mere pyare Khuda, you are forgiving, you are merciful. We are seeking forgiveness for the entire Ummah, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Ey Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teared so much for this Ummah. He shed so much of blood for this Ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. Ey Allah, his teeth were shattered in Uhud. Oh Allah, he was thrown so much in Taif that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ey Allah, we cannot see one drop of the blood of our beloved one. But oh Allah, so much of the blood of your beloved one oozed for the sake of this Ummah. And that Ummah today, when he is informed, is in the casinos. That Ummah, when he is informed, is in drug taking and drinking, in wine and in women, in adultery and in fornication, in cinemas and in theatres, in the dance halls, in the clubs. Ey Allah! Ey Allah! How much of injury and pain we are causing to that beloved Nabi. Ey Allah! Is this the appreciation that we are showing? Ey mere pyare Khuda! But we have realized our mistake. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we do not intend returning to those sins that we have committed. Purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment of the sweetness of Iman. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to enjoy the sweetness of your closeness. Ya Allah, it does not want us to get marifat and yaqeen of yours. It does not want us to taste the enjoyment of the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare Khuda, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, جو گناہ ہو گئے وہ تو ہو گئے, لیکن باقی ہماری زندگی صراط مستقیم پر ہمیں قائم فرما. یا اللہ, the life which is gone is gone. We cannot even bring back a single second from that life. And how much is left we do not know. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know how much is left. Whether it is just a second that is left, or whether it is an hour that is left, or whether it's a year that is left, or whether it's many more years that are left. Oh Allah, the knowledge of that is only with you. Ey Allah, daily we are seeing with our own eyes. We are reading in the newspapers. Oh Allah, we are listening with our ears. Young, fit, healthy people, with everything going for them. No shortage of anything in this world. But oh Allah, suddenly they are taken away from the garden of this world. Ey Allah, suddenly they become patches of the earth. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we go and bury them in the Qabristan. But even in the Qabristan, we cannot seem to think that one day we will be heading the same direction. Ey mere Allah, Qabristan mein bhi aaj hume yaad aata hai to hamara maal yaad aata hai. Hume yaad aati hai to dunya yaad aati hai. Wahan bhi hume maut yaad nahi aati. Ey Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with good physical health and spiritual health. Ey mere Allah, we are physically ill and spiritually ill. Ya Allah, if our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members are spiritually, physically ill, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments. And from all our spiritual ailments also, give us complete cure. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Jo hospitalon ke andar pade hue hai unko shifa ata farma. Jo gharon ke andar bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, jo is duniya se انتقال کر گئے اور تیری ذات عالی کے پاس پہنچ گئے, جو قبرستان کے نظر ہو چکے, اے اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما دے. اے اللہ, if our parents have passed away, if our brothers and sisters have passed away, if our family members have passed away, then fill their graves with noor. اے اللہ, fill their graves with noor. اے اللہ, ان کے سیئات کو تو حسنات سے مبدل فرما. اے اللہ, ان کے سیئات کو تو حسنات سے مبدل فرما. اے اللہ, ان کی قبروں کو تو کشا فرما. اے اللہ, ان کی قبروں کو تو جنت کے باغیچوں میں سے ایک باغ بنا دے. My beloved Allah, fill their graves with noor. Make their graves into a garden of the gardens of paradise. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity in this world and prosperity in the hereafter. Bless us with qanaat. Bless us with contentment and satisfaction. Fill our hearts with zuhd. Fill our hearts with tawakkul and trust and faith in you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with sabr and shukr. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sabr over any kind of musibat. And give us the tawfiq to make shukr over all your ni'mats. But O Allah, we are extremely weak. We cannot bear any kind of musibat and difficulty. Do not test us with any difficulty. We are not like the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Oh Allah, they were beaten up, but they still said, Ahad, Ahad. Oh Allah, hot stones were placed on the chest of Hazrat Bilal, but he still said, Ahad, Ahad. Oh Allah, we are so weak that for a few miserable coins we sell our iman. Hey Allah, nafs and shaitan has made us their slaves. We have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, whichever direction nafs and shaitan take us, we are dragged along. Hey, mere Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, how long are we going to be weak like the fox against nafs and shaitan? Because of our indulgence in sins, because of the abundance of haram in our wealth, abundance of haram in our homes, because of the abundance of haram that we are watching, the abundance of haram that we are listening to, the abundance of haram that we are indulging in. Ya Allah, there is no peace and satisfaction in anybody's life. Ya Allah, sukoon has left our lives. There's nothing but disunity, friction, fights and arguments. There's nothing but quarrels and disputes. Hey, mere Allah, our homes have become Jahannam on earth. Hey Allah, our homes have become Jahannam on earth. It has become hell on earth for most people. But oh Allah, still we do not realize our mistakes. Still we do not realize that it is all because of our sins that all these type of troubles are coming upon us. Ey Allah, hame ihsas ata farma. Hame har qizam ke azab se hifazat farma. Protect us from every kind of azab, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of AIDS. Protect us from the azab of all calamities. Ey mere pyare khuda, from the azab of floods, from the azab of gale force winds, from the azab of earthquakes. Oh my Allah, protect us from every kind of azab. Ey Allah, teri rahmaton ki barish hum par ata farma. Ya Allah, let the rains of your rahmat rain upon us. Ya Allah, our sins have made an umbrella of steel above our heads. Oh Allah, our sins have made an umbrella of steel above our heads. They are preventing your rain of rahmat from falling above us. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to remove that umbrella of steel and cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ey Allah, ey mere Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere rahim Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum gande hai, hum napak hai, lekin tu paak karne wala khuda hai. You are the Allah that makes everyone pak. You are the Allah who removes the impurities of the heart. Ya Allah, remove the impurities from our hearts. Our hearts are filled with greed and malice. Our hearts are filled with envy and jealousy. Oh Allah, why should we be envious and jealous of the ni'mats that you bless others with, when there is no shortage in your treasures, when your treasures are unlimited, oh my Allah? Why should we not seek from you? Ey mere Allah, tere khazanay ghayb se intihai halal hame intihai آسانی کے ساتھ نصیب فرما اور اس میں خیر و برکت عطا فرما. اے اللہ, غیبی دروازوں سے عطا فرما. اے اللہ, حرام سے حفاظت فرما. Protect us from the taking of interest and giving of interest. Safeguard us from going to the casinos, to the cinemas, to the theaters. Ya Allah, when we do not know where the angel of death is going to strike, where he is going to strike with that sword of his, we do not know. Oh my beloved Allah, when he is going to strike, we do not know. Ya Allah, this visa of life will never be extended. Ey Allah, it will never be extended. And only you know what is the duration of its time. Ey mere pyare khuda, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le tu nahi maloom. Ey mere pyare khuda, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur isme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad iski nahi maloom. Oh my Allah, therefore give us the realization that we should not be in any kind of haram place. Do not let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Do not let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Ya Allah, we have heard of discos burning. We have heard of casinos burning. We have heard of destruction of hotels. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hamari hifazat farma le. Ya Allah, let not the angel of death find us in adultery. Let not the angel of death find us in fornication. Ya Allah, how can a Muslim and a believer find himself comfortable and happy in sin?
find himself comfortable and happy in fornication and adultery, in stealing, in gambling, in fraud, when he does not know when his death will come and when he believes that there is a day of judgment. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamare dilon ko mazboot bana de, qawi iman naseeb farma de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le. Make us all yours, O my Allah, and become ours. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, what kind of love is this that we disobey you? What kind of love is it for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That, oh Allah, we do not want to make our faces like his face. We do not want to make our actions like his action. Ey mere Allah, tu hamare upar raham farma le. Ey Allah, Huzur alaihi wasallam ke akhlaq hame naseeb farma de. Ey Allah, Huzur alaihi wasallam ke akhlaq hame naseeb farma de. Ey Allah, put so much of love into our hearts that it becomes easy to make our five-time namazes. It becomes easy to give our zakat, to fast in Ramadan, to go for Hajj, and to stay away from everything that is haram, and to do everything that is good. Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Change the direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us all with happiness. Bless us all with happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this dunya, and bless us with the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those who have lost their parents, those who have lost their children, those who have lost their brothers and sisters, those who have lost their friends, oh Allah, give them sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. Ay Allah, give them sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. اے میرے پیارے خدا, مجاہدین کی مدد فرما, پیلسٹائن کے اندر مدد فرما, کشمیر کے اندر مدد فرما, چچنیا میں مدد فرما, سارے عالم کے اندر مدد فرما. یا اللہ, bless the entire citizens of this country with ایمان and ہدایت. اے اللہ, سب کو تو ہدایت اور ایمان سے نواز دے. لیکن اے میرے پیارے خدا, جن کے مقدر میں ایمان نہیں ہے اور انہوں نے روڑے بننے کا ارادہ کر لیا ہے, تو پھر ان کو عاد اور سمود کی طریقے سے ہلاک فرما. اے اللہ, let the winds of ہدایت blow throughout the continents. یا اللہ, protect our ایمان. We are living in a time of fitna. Fitnas have entered مکہ شریف, fitnas have entered مدینہ شریف. Oh my beloved Allah, the satellite television has brought so much of fitnas into these mubarak countries also. اے میرے اللہ, even in the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a few meters away from the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hotels, all kind of filthy television programs can be watched. Ay Allah, that Gumbad-e-Khizra over which angels are descending 24 hours of the day, and within which resides that Nabi who was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, who teared so much and shed so much of blood for the Ummat. Ya Allah, we are causing him hurt and pain and injury even there. Ay Allah, give hidayat to the hukumat and the government of that country to get rid of those fitnas from that Mubarak land. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq to get rid from our lives of all the fitnas, and from our lives of all the sins and evil, and from our homes of all the sins and evil. Fill our homes with barakat. Fill our homes with barakat. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our businesses. Ya Allah, give barakat in our businesses. Ay Allah, tijaraton mein barakat ata farma. Ey Allah, aapas mein muhabbat aur taluq naseeb farma. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my Allah, how long are we going to remain on this earth quarreling, fighting, arguing, and at each other's throats for trivial reasons? Ey mere Allah, hamein muhabbat-e ata farma. Hamare quloob ko muhabbaton se jod de. Ey Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made dua for us. Ya Allah, all the du'as of khair, all the khair that he asked from you for the ummat, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mere piyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne khas karke Hajjatul Wida ke mauke par, ey Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious companions, each and every one of them a shining star, each and every one of them a guiding light. Ey Allah, each and every one of them you declared radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Oh my Allah, what a gathering that must have been. The earth will never witness another gathering of that nature. The heavens will never see a gathering of such pure, clean-hearted people anymore. Oh Allah, today we stand in the same saf. We stand next to our brothers, but we have got swords drawn for each other in our hearts. Hey Allah, there was a gathering of 124,000, and each and every one of them wishing the best for his Muslim brothers and sisters. Hey Allah, what a gathering that was. All the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion. Hey Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne rukne yamani chu karke jo bhaga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne bata میں چل کر کے جو بھاگا تھا میزاب رحمت کے نیچے کھڑے ہو کر جو بھاگا تھا اے اللہ حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو بھاگا تھا اے اللہ at ملتظم how long he remained attached so much of his tears flowed at ملتظم for us اے اللہ all the دعاs that he made at ملتظم the دعاs that he made behind مقام ابراہیم the دعاs that he made on صفا and مروہ the دعاs that he made in منا the دعاs that he made in عرفات from ظہر till مغرب اے اللہ that masoom and sinless Nabi from Zohar till Maghrib for us he is tearing. Ay Allah in Muzdalifa and all other places that he made dua. Bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents, our wives and children and the entire ummah with that goodness. And oh Allah protect us and the entire ummah from all that mischief and corruption and fitnas and fasad that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from. Mere pyare Allah, حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ do not cause any embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace to come upon us or the entire ummah. اے اللہ protect us from humiliation, disgrace and shame. یا اللہ from the overpowering by the kuffar, protect each and every one. اے اللہ ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما, جان کی حفاظت فرما, مال کی حفاظت فرما, اولاد اور عزت کی حفاظت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله